the engineer, Smitty, Milford Smith, and I went and got us a 55-gallon drum and sanded it and painted it blue, and Smitty cut a hole in it and made a place for somebody to sit inside. Mm-hmm. And we had lights all over it, and we had a person inside of that thing. And we'd take it out to remotes, and it would talk to little kids.
That's fun.
And people would take their pictures with that 55-gallon drum. Wow. Imagine that. And they would want to get their whole family around the drum and take a picture with Uncle Richard. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Richard part came from Dick Marriott, because it's Richard Marriott, and that was the joke. I mean, you know, some of us called Dick Uncle Richard, and that's where that name came from. So it was a big hoot for him too, probably, to hear a 55-gallon drum named after him. I'll tell you what was really hard on with this thing is when you'd sit inside of this, it was so damn hot in the summertime.
I bet.
But there it is. Yeah, sure is. You think about it, who would do that now? But you think about this, Lee. Now, imagine a whole family, a mother, a father, and three kids getting mm-hmm. their picture taken with it. That was a homemade deal right there.
It was.
I think that, as a matter of fact, I believe that thing stayed around for about 15 years at the transmitter mm-hmm. building.
I was just down there on Monday.
It's probably gone.
It's gone now.